I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Sans Pants Radio. One of the places they say they see Bigfoot is a place called Boggy Creek. There's nothing else. I think it's just a funny name. Hey, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Bailey Family Circus. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Mum.
I'm Dad.
And I'm Ryder.
And on this episode, as with every episode, we'll do our best to answer your questions. First question comes from Thomas Wyndham on the Gmail. He says, "Hello again. My fiance has started needing a wheelchair sometimes, and as it's difficult to fit the folded chair in our little Suzuki Swift, we're selling it to buy a small electric van, which also has the benefit of being much cheaper to run by a figure of $2,000 a year. I'm hoping to sell my car privately, and I'm advertising it everywhere online. I've priced it pretty much in the middle of the market for this type of car. My problem is, however, because my car is only 2 years old with low mileage and being top of the line sports model, that middle of the market price is still higher than a brand new base model Swift. Most people would probably rather spend their money on a new car instead, and as a result, I have had no interest in my car this whole time. Alternatively, for a quick sale, I could take it to a car lot, but I'd be throwing $4,000 or $5,000 away from how little they'd pay, and would have to make up the shortfall for the new van from our own limited savings. The budget's already shoestring for us, and I don't know if we can afford that. On the flip side, I don't know how much longer we can keep borrowing from our savings to make ends meet, and the extra $38 a week saved from our new van would be a huge relief too. Not to mention making life with the wheelchair easier too. Neither option seems ideal, and I'd love some irrelevant opinions and off-topic tangents while trying to work this out. Thanks for your help. Take care, Thomas N. Wyndham." So I guess the question is, how does he sell? What is the best choice here? Is it keep it on the market, your car? Or is it take it to a car lot and get what you can? What do we think? Or just how do you sell?
$5,000 is a big loss.
Yeah, that's a bit much for selling your car. Well, is there an easier way to sell a car like this? How would you go about selling, you know, what to guarantee the sale?
Selling a car is always hard.
Yeah?
It's hard. Because you always feel like when you're buying a car, you feel like you're getting ripped off. When you're selling a car, you feel like that the person, you always feel cheated.
No matter what.
I could have got more for this car. You know?
Because a car,
I shouldn't have sold it to that guy.
It's such a big thing. You're like, yeah, it works great. It's done me good.
Yeah.
Why are you paying me not as much for it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that.
Because the buyer's always picking holes in it.
Yeah.
And when you go and buy a car, the seller's always telling you how great it is. So it's a lose-lose all
the
way.
That's true.
Selling a car.
The best move is just to keep the same car forever.
Forever. Never sell it.
And you never sell it.
And just tell people what you... You know what I could get for this car? Heaps, mate.
That's true.
Absolutely heaps. But I'm not selling.
I wouldn't sell. I love the car. But if I did sell,
yeah.
Do you know, you have any idea? Yeah. That's good as well, because then you're never actually putting a figure on it. And do you have any idea how much I could sell it for? Oh.
Mate. And if you want to buy it, sorry.
Too bad.
Sorry, mate.
I mean, you can't imagine what I could make off this car. The number is literally indescribable, yeah. But...
So that way you feel better all around. Keep the car.
That's true.
Well, but what if it's got like 800,000 Ks and it's fucked?
Well, my car's got a lot of Ks on it. I'm not selling.
Yeah, but didn't he say that it was really low?
Yeah, low mileage, but he has a...
And it's a fancy car.
Yeah, it's a fancy car.
So he could lie.
Yeah.
Make up a story. Make up the... What's his name? John Voight story.
Yeah, yeah,
from Signing. So Johnny Depp used to own this car.
Pick a celebrity.
Johnny Depp used to own a car. Hey, where does he live?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
If he lives in the UK, Johnny Depp hired this car.
I just feel like in this day and age, if you were like Johnny Depp used to own this car, people would be like, I don't want it.
Yeah, you got to choose another celebrity. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's Johnny gross. Depp's gone bad.
Yeah.
Johnny Depp's gone wrong.
He's turned rotten. Yeah, pick a nice celebrity. The first one that jumps to mind, just because we've done an episode where we talked a lot about him, is Henry Cavill. Henry Cavill used to own this car.
Most people would be like, who?
Who's that? The guy who plays Superman. Oh, but okay.
But he looks a bit like Ewan McGregor.
But don't you advertise it as Henry Cavill's car in the ad, so you only get Henry Cavill fans.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I like the idea of just being like, a celebrity used to own this car, and if they say a celebrity, you're like, yep, that's the one. Celebrity used to own this car. Oh, was it? I've still got Henry Cavill and Ewan McGregor. Was it Ewan McGregor? Yes, that's it.
How did you know? That's incredible.
Great guess.
Well, this is meant to be. You are meant to have this car.
It's basically your destiny to have Ewan McGregor. Is that a crime to say that someone's car used to belong to
someone?
False
advertising, technically.
Oh, yeah, false advertising. But that
was exciting advertising.
Yeah.
That's what you say in court. Like, for that, I would like, Your Honour, to propose, what if it's exciting advertising? It's just a bit of fun, Your Honour. We're just having a good time.
He's still getting a perfectly good car. In fact, he's getting a great car.
Yeah, exactly. The car still goes.
Cass, would you buy a Patti Smith's former car?
That's a good question.
Well, yes.
You would?
Really?
Really?
Why?
Because, I don't know, what if there's a bit of her DNA in there?
Well, then, Patti Smith will rub off on you as you're driving.
What are you going to clone her?
When we went to New York and I went to her cafe on my stork fest, someone said, don't say stork.
Well.
It was there.
When it's a celebrity, it basically has to be a stork.
Yeah. And so I asked the people who owned the cafe, where does she sit?
Yeah.
And they said, she usually sits there. And I went and had a little sit. And also there was a toilet there. And I thought, Patti Smith has to have been on this toilet.
Did you go?
Same toilet as Patti Smith.
Would you clone her if you could?
I don't think.
No, because Barbara Streisand cloned her dogs and she said they're nothing like the old ones.
So you might get a real weirdo.
Yeah.
I hope in the future when we clone humans, we call that like the Streisand folly or the Streisand principle where the clone is not like the person cloned.
So Patti Smith can't sing or play music.
How did no one be like, Barbara Streisand, that's not how it works? When he was like, I'm going to get my dogs again. Because that's just not how cloning works. Nobody explained it to Barbara Streisand. That's rough.
I know.
I feel like that's somebody's job. I guess it's Barbara Streisand. If you're like, they're not going to be your dog, she's going to be like, excuse me? Sorry, Barbara.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't think I would. I guess there's no celebrity that I like enough that if someone was like, this celebrity had owned this car.
Something else, maybe, but a car? That's a lot of money
to
spend. Then?
What if this celebrity had, if they were like, this celebrity's chewed this pencil, would you buy it?
No, $5. Gross. Nothing like that.
But this celebrity's owned this pencil.
A shirt?
No, because then I'd just wear it and it would just be mine.
What about a jacket? I'd wear a jacket.
Yeah, jacket's something.
If it was whose?
I don't know. For me, it would have to be someone a bit historic who wasn't alive anymore.
Yeah.
Then it's kind of like, it's a bit.
But even then, like.
Abraham Lincoln's.
Elvis's.
If someone was like, he's Abraham Lincoln's jacket, I'd be like, yes, please.
Because it would be a really
it's
cool
like
jacket
years
as well.
Old, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Elvis Presley's jacket.
Not great.
I just think clothes are a bit weird.
But plenty of people would buy Elvis Presley's jacket.
Yeah, I think that comes down to us just not having a huge attachment to any celebrities.
Yeah. Yeah. So the celebrity angle is a good way to sell your car.
What about the angle?
Huey's.
What? Huey from Huey's Cooking Adventures?
Yeah.
Huey's from Huey's Cooking Adventures, what?
His thongs.
Huey's thongs. What a great thing to see in like a museum on a little like revolving thing. Huey, but, and then in brackets from Huey's Cooking Adventures. Thongs.
Or like Coxie. Coxie's big break. One of his Hawaiian shirts. Just minor celebrities make it even funnier. I'd rather like Huey's thongs than Elvis Presley's jacket.
Oh, me too. Yeah. Because Elvis Presley's jacket, you know, Elvis would be like, that makes sense. But if you're like, Huey saw you with his thongs on, he'd just be like, why?
But I just like it when you tell people.
Yeah.
You know whose thongs these are? See these thongs?
You know a little little show, a little Australian classic called Huey's Cooking Adventure? I've heard of it. The thongs themselves. It's great as long as it's not
out of my way. Push by. You walk into the party.
Yeah. With the thongs in your hand.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thongs around your neck like a bolo tie.
Wearing them's even funnier too. Because if it's a jacket, like you wear it, you're like, oh yeah.
It's like a
thongs.
Statement.
You're like, you should just put them on to go down the shop.
Yeah, that's true.
So like you're taking him to a party or something.
You're not like dressing in your like your party best kind of like nice shirt, nice pants, thongs. Whether Huey's thongs. That's great to imagine you at a club where they're like, sir, you need to be wearing regular shoes. You're like, excuse me. Do you know whose thongs these are? What about the idea of, like, claiming the car has, like, some special significance? Not necessarily that it used to belong to a celebrity.
Haunted.
Yeah, haunted is what I was thinking.
Okay.
Or cursed.
Mm, he's going to buy a cursed
car.
No
one's going to, yeah.
Yeah, car's a rough thing to curse. Maybe not cursed.
But haunted's good.
Yeah, haunted's, but a haunted car's weird. Like, that's just not, it's not heaps of room for a
what
ghost.
What year is it? It's like 2008, then. I don't think it's going to be haunted.
Well, I mean, it could. You can haunt. If I died right now, I could haunt the next minute, I assume.
Yeah.
What, do you think
there's
a waiting period?
I think you have to have a little rest.
No, I think you can
have a
haunt.
Rest before you,
can,
you start your haunting.
You know, haunt go straight into haunting.
Yeah.
But what would, like, would you just run out and see if there was any cars around to haunt? Like,
oh, I was just going to haunt the studio. It was weird if I die in the studio but haunt a car.
Just random one that driving past.
I died at a house back there. Anyway.
Maybe, he could say that it had was his dad's car.
That's true.
He inherited it. He could make up a big story. And who's going to be able to check that out? He can say, my dad bought this car. It was like his dream car, unfortunately.
Do you even like maybe not even connect it to your family? You're like, look, when I drive it sometimes, I don't know, it's a bit weird. There's a ghost. Because then the best thing about that is that it's not false advertising.
Well, it is because you didn't actually see the ghost.
Well, yeah, but if the person who gets in the car then doesn't see the ghost, you're like, that's so weird. I definitely did.
Yeah. Well, you know what I mean? It is false advertising. It's just hard to prove.
Yeah, in a court of law, they probably wouldn't do the case.
Mm. Well, you could put little wires to different things, so like the wipers went on weirdly at different times as he's test driving
break
it.
The car first and then sell it.
So he goes, oh, why the wiper? That must be the ghost.
What if you, when you're giving them a test drive, you have a friend in the boot who makes spooky ghost noises?
Woo!
Yeah. Oh my god, do you hear that? It's great if you imagine him in the back with a big wobble board, like,
oh my
chained.
God,
yeah.
A ghost who was chained up in a dungeon and then in my car. Yeah, you got options here.
You could do a funny ad. Remember there was that guy on eBay, it was the ad was going around and he was selling a dragster bike.
Yeah.
And he was like, this bike is so sick, you have to be really careful, it makes you so, like, I don't forget.
Yeah, no, I remember, it's like it makes you so cool, but it was like all very tongue-in-cheek.
Really fertile, you know, girls that get pregnant just watching you on this bike, and then one of the people responded and said, man, I've already got three kids, but I really like your bike, you know, do I?
Yeah, and then, like, he sold it for, like, thousands.
Yeah,
it
was really fantastic. People just loved the
ad.
It
was just really funny.
Yeah. Ah,
so people were like, yeah, sure.
So he built up some hype about the bike.
Yeah, you need bike hype, or you need to hype your car.
Hype your car. So, I mean, I was thinking of that. Get all your mates to come around, like, as you're doing your test drives.
Ooh,
there's that car. I wish I had the money to buy it. Whatever.
Now that's a Suzuki Swift.
You know what you could do? Like, I don't know where this person is.
Is it a Suzuki Swift?
I think so. That's what he's...
No, that's what...
He wants to buy.
No, right. It's difficult to fit the folded chair in our little Suzuki Swift. They want a van.
They want a van.
I thought he was like a big hot rod. That's what I was assuming.
No, it's a Suzuki Swift.
It's the sports model. It is the sports model.
Yeah, it's cool.
Okay.
This is what I think that he should do.
Mm.
You know how we sometimes in Australia, I don't know where this person is, you see like a car parked on a, like an area, like there's just like a near an oval or something and I have a sign on it for sale, you know, like just on a nature strip and stuff. get your mates to crowd around it.
Yes.
The whole time. So you've got the sign for sale and just get people crowded around it.
That's great. Mm. If you can build that car hype.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to make, it's like everything that you're trying to sell. You got to make it a commodity. You got to make it something people want.
Yeah.
Yes. Is that false advertising again, though?
No, it's just not really. Your mates not saying they're your mates, going through the car, opening the door, the boot, whoa, sitting in
so,
it.
So when
tooting the horn.
When someone comes around to like have a look at it, you get one of your mates to put a mustache on and come around. Like, whoa, this is my dream car.
I sure hope nobody buys it soon. I need to leave for an hour, but when I get back, I will definitely buy this car. I sure hope you, sir, don't buy this car. And then they go off in their merry way, and you as the person selling, you're like, dude, he seemed pretty serious.
Yeah.
So yeah, I guess our suggestions are, they boil down to, hype your car in some way or another.
Yeah.
Even on the ad.
Yeah.
Anything about, small about it, be like, make it look cool.
What this about, car is amazing.
What about this? You fake a newspaper article.
Sure.
That says some diamonds were lost in a sports Suzuki Swift.
In one of, all we know about the location of the diamonds is that it is in a Suzuki Swift.
Sports model.
We don't know which number. One could be any. And then when you're showing them around, you're like, do you hear that in the newspaper?
Rattling noise in the...
We lost our Suzuki Swift for a week once, and we don't know where it went, so... That's good. That's a good way to go about it.
It's not honest.
Yeah, well, look, but there's no proof, you know.
Yeah.
It could be true. All right, so... Yeah, I guess those are our suggestions. Pretend it was a celebrity's car. Pretend it's full of diamonds.
Build hot that car hype. Bit of car hype.
Bit of car hype and you're good. All right, our next question comes from Stubbs on the Discord. Stubbs says, if you had mind control powers, would you use them?
I love this question.
I think it's good
what
for
What do
us-
you mean,
yeah,
though?
What are mind control powers? We got to define them. What do we think? Yeah.
Well,
telepathy, obviously. Being able to read minds.
You're going.
Is it... your mind controlling things, or is it you controlling other minds?
Well, I mean, that's basically the same thing, yeah. Isn't it?
Yeah. No.
Yes, it is.
Because I assume...
It's like I can look at you and control your mind, or yeah. I can, with my mind, control...
Oh, I see what you mean. Point. I put my... This is what I would assume. If I was, like, picking a superhero package, and mind control powers was one of those packages, it would include telepathy, so the ability to... Or, like, the ability to read minds, yep. The ability to move stuff with my mind, and maybe the ability to make
so
people do what
set.
I want. Yeah, that's the set.
Everything.
Yeah, but let's simplify it down to the ability to read minds and move stuff with our minds.
I thought it was, moving like, be able no to shit, change though. People's minds. So I was imagining walking down a dark alleyway and you see a creepy, spooky guy coming that you just put into his mind.
Turn around.
Yeah, you're a nice guy.
Oh, man.
You don't want to do anything bad.
I mean, it's good, but
what if he's already nice? He'll be like, yeah.
I know.
Just, what?
I'm just walking.
You just think he's creepy.
What a strange, scary thing to do to a person. Like, imagine someone's, like, even more basic. You're eating a sandwich and you're like, eat a sandwich.
What?
I am. But I don't know what I'd do. Even
that would
faster,
be such fun.
I guess.
See, I was thinking if I had mind control powers, I would use it for good.
Yeah, I mean, I feel
everyone
like...
always thinks they're going to use it for good. But then the idea of freaking someone out eating their sandwich is very entertaining.
I think imagine the fun you get.
I think obviously you start off using it for good, and but
no.
No,
who would use it for good?
No, what I was going to say is that you ultimately want to use it for good, but I just know that I would be like, first I'm going to sort my life out, and then I'll be in a good enough position. It's like an airplane, you know? When the breathing thing comes down, you sort yourself out before you sort out the kid. Yeah. If I get mind control powers, I fix all my stuff, and then I'll go and solve
what's
crimes.
What's your stuff?
Like oh, I don't know. Make me rich or whatever.
But how's that going to make you rich?
Well, I could go into a bank and be like, the money is mine, and then I get the money, right?
Yeah, but then they're going to... You have to go to Rupert Murdoch or something like that.
Yeah, Rupert Murdoch.
You want to give me all your money.
Well, not all of it, but like...
Yeah. No, where the hell is he? I don't know. So you go to the bank and you say, you made a mistake. my account should be billions of dollars. And the teller goes, oh, I made a mistake. Okay, I'll sort that out. And then it's done.
Yeah,
you
but surely
find Rupert Murdoch. Where is he?
Yeah, I know. But the thing with the bank is that as soon as he leaves, that someone else is going to find that and come to him. And then you've got to change that person's mind.
Exactly, yeah.
But if you can find Rupert Murdoch, which is he's in London somewhere.
All I do is I'd constantly have in my mind, bring me Rupert Murdoch. Just sent out like a Wi-Fi signal
someone will.
To the people around me. And eventually come. Someone will be like, here he is.
But what if they just drop him on your carpet floor, like with a sack over his head?
We have brought you Rupert Murdoch. Oh, no. Oh, no.
But you don't even need to do that. Just find a rich neighborhood, go into every house, be like, any cash you got, give me your cars too, or your rug.
Yeah.
Oh, well, or your rug. That rug really held the room together.
Just love the idea of Ryder driving away in like a convertible full of rugs. Do you get any money, Ryder? Well, I don't really need money anymore, but I do need rugs.
That's true. You wouldn't need money, would you?
Not really. Yeah.
So you wouldn't even need to go to the bank.
No, go into a house and be like, hey, this is my house. And everyone's like, you're right. And they leave. And then you get a house.
Anything, you just convince the people to give it to you for free.
Yeah, exactly.
Give me this TV for free.
They'd be like, done, absolutely.
The guy at JB Hi-Fi says, this is your TV, here it is.
Yes, and you just add on to the end for security, also forget that I was ever here, and you're good. Because then when they're like, well, security cameras.
When their boss says, where's that bloody big TV?
Yeah, and they're like, I don't know.
But then it's a investigation. That's you got to be like, no, I paid.
Yeah, I paid.
Your machines are messing up a bit, probably.
What do we do about security cameras, though?
You just talk to them, and then eventually they give it to you, and it happens.
It's on them, yeah. Or like, you have telekinesis as well, so you could just be like, psh, psh, and break them.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Also,
want.
I think...
Yeah, why do we have telekinesis?
It's
we
got in the set.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think if someone like gives you something for free from a shop and you walk out, take it home, set it up, I think they can take it back.
Yeah, that's true. Like at that
like
point,
surely
given
the
it
manager
to
isn't going to be like track him down, bring it back.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Like if I went into JB Hi-Fi and a person was like, "Here's like a model, like a camera,"
yeah,
and then I was like, "Oh, for free," and they're like, "Absolutely," and I left. I'm going to get to keep...
They'll have to pay for it.
They'll be the ones in trouble.
No, they'll come and ask you for it back.
No, they won't.
He just gave it to me for free. I guess they'd be like, sir, that's not how shops work.
But you'd have to talk to the manager then. You'd be like, I'd like to speak to the manager when he comes out. Be like, this TV's free.
And the manager would be like, of course, I'm so sorry.
Yeah. So who you need to speak to is the head of all companies.
Yeah.
Who are the final people.
I need to
like the Rupert Murdoch or whoever they are.
I need to just go up managers and get to the manager and ask to speak to their manager until I'm chatting to the person who owns JB Hi-Fi and be like, you need to give me a card that means everything I get is free.
Yes.
From JB. It's complicated. It's
you know what I think would happen?
Yeah.
You'd go back to cash.
Yeah.
After about a year of just minding things from people, you'd be like, this is sort of like, it's a bit of an effort.
Yeah.
I may as well just get cash. Just for like the little things, like coffee and
Because like it is a lot of work. It's more work than I think I'd at first assume.
It's sort of risky.
But that's getting
There's
things.
People
what about
around you.
Yeah.
Like for us, if I mind controlled the principal to give everyone a day off.
Yeah.
Or tomorrow you should give everyone a gourmet morning tea.
That's true. Yeah. Well, that's not going to go so badly for you because they're going to just be like, that was a weird decision.
I assume that they think it's a great idea.
Does it last forever?
Yes.
Oh,
that's
okay.
What I'd like. Once you put it in there, they're like, of course.
Yeah. Why would I not? Yeah.
Are we assuming you've got like any mind control you can think of you've got?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So you could like become president or king of the whole world if you wanted to.
Yeah, that makes it too much.
You could, but it would be like you'd be sitting in the Oval Office.
It'd take a while.
Yeah, because people would be coming in and being like, you're not, and you'd be like, yes, I am. And they'd be like, oh, that's right. And they walk past someone coming in the other direction and be like, you're not, and be like, yes, I am. And then you'd have to go through every single person.
But you can't. You'd have to travel the country, every poll.
I think en masse is hard.
How would you get people to vote for
it? Television.
Can we do it through a TV, though?
No. Because it has to be in the range. Mm. Like, it's like, you know, it's a signal.
You have to be speaking to the person.
Well, just within a certain distance.
What's the distance?
I don't know. Maybe a K?
Eyesight?
Oh. No, because that doesn't make any sense. Because what if someone's, like, just behind that door?
That's true. It's weird trying to figure out how it works.
I think it's just a signal, maybe a K.
That's so funny, then, if I'm like, everybody, I don't know, bring me a sandwich, and everyone doesn't, then some people who weren't even there are like... I think I got to bring you this.
Like, if you're walking with your mate and your mate was just in and he's like, oh, shit, and he runs away. You're like, what?
Damn it. No. I was meaning the people in front of me.
I like it, hey, if you could use people kind of like a Super Mario game. So okay. You could be walking along behind people and you could go jump.
Yeah, true.
Skip.
You could spend a whole day at like, the mall, just telling, fucking with people.
Absolutely. Yeah. You could create.
That would be such fun. Put those sunglasses on.
That's what I was going to say early on when I said you think you'd start out doing good, but then so much power that like you just you do what you want.
Use it for mischief.
Yeah, like there's good, there's evil, and smack bang in the middle is mischief.
Yeah, there's it's practical just,
it's like
joke,
pranking or punking someone. You know, it's okay. It's okay.
And
to
you could,
punk
if your friends knew, you could say, "Come on, let's go to the."
I'd never tell my friends it.
No, you wouldn't tell your friends.
Tell anyone.
What would you say? Look at these people. What's going on?
Well. You know, you've got to be subtle about it.
Would you tell us?
No.
Why not?
Why?
Because
we'd know as soon as we
started
jumping.
You'd ask for things.
Yeah, we would ask for things.
You'd be like, oh, mind control me a new computer.
Why wouldn't you want to get them for us?
Because it's my power.
What about whiskey? Can you use it on dogs?
Yeah, imagine any living thing.
Oh, no. I would never do, though.
Yeah, don't lick.
No. That's rude. I wouldn't mind control you guys either.
Yeah, I feel like there's got to be boundaries. Yeah. Only strangers. I really like
because and also I'd never tell anyone because if you told me you had it, I'd be like, what have I done?
Oh.
Yeah, true.
Thinking it was a good idea,
but actually it was just something Jackson wanted me to happen. Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
I like earlier when you said mind control me a computer because that's exactly if we didn't know the specifics of it and you wanted something, you'd be like, hey, can you just mind control me a computer? And you'd be like, what? How? There's so much that goes into it. Bryce, can you mind control me a sandwich? What?
I mean, how lazy would you get that?
Oh, so lazy.
You wouldn't do anything for yourself.
I'd be carried everywhere by strangers. Yeah. I'd be like, pick me up, take me to the shops.
I'd have too much, like I'd feel too bad. I'd never...
Too much empathy was the thing you were looking for.
I was thinking
that,
but I didn't.
Yeah. I think use it just for a little bit of fun, but mostly like...
No, for benefit. But not who's not mean benefit. To people. You can... Steal a TV and a nice house, but you don't have to fuck with people and, like, you know.
Yeah, that's true. You can be kind about it.
You could ring up, like, the CEO of a company.
Yeah. Does it work over the phone?
Because what I'm worried about is the poor person that's given you the tallies in big trouble now.
Yeah, they're going to get fired.
Well, yeah.
That's the struggle.
You'd have to hope that they were rude to you. Because once they're rude to you...
then they can...
the whole store.
Why are you worried about, like, can you influence big events?
No.
I reckon if I was giving a speech, I could influence everyone at that speech.
Ooh. Okay.
Yes.
But really, if you wanted to, you could figure out a way to influence, like, world politics.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
Probably you'd, take a while.
You'd just have to find the key people to influence. So but would you could do it.
Would you get... Like all politicians across the world to become green and focus, you know.
Easily do the kind of thing where you go, like, you know how it's like half of Australia's industry is mining, but it's just not really that good for jobs or the country or anything. You could just go to all those people and be like, quit it. And then as long as you got the right person, you just get that chain of command going down.
Fuck
the whole
up our economy a little bit.
But yeah, so you got options for doing global good. It's hard with mind control powers, I think, to be like a street level superhero. You know what I mean? I mean, it's hard to be a superhero in general because I just never know where crimes are happening.
I know, and like, I don't even know how all the big boys know.
Yeah, I don't. If I had mind control powers and I decided to take the route of being a superhero and I got a costume and a mask, I just don't, like, what, you're going to Melbourne at like midnight?
A lot of it would be waiting.
Yeah, and you just kind of stand there and hope that you saw a crime to stop. Otherwise,
you'd be sitting there for like 6 hours and then someone would like push someone and be like,
exactly. Don't push. In. Oh, I'm sorry, dude. Hey, it's okay. All right. Oh. And then you'd sit back down. Yeah. What about telekinesis? Would you reckon you'd use that ever?
Move things.
What even is that?
It's being able to move things with your mind.
If I was moving, yes.
What do you mean if you're
moving house, otherwise, no. Or like moving like the drink a bit closer to
you. Yeah, you wouldn't, like, you're on the couch and you, like, with the flick of the finger, open the fridge.
Yeah.
Grab a drink, pour a drink, bring it to you.
You make a whole meal, be like, yeah.
What about if you didn't like the landscape in front of you? I don't like that tree there.
Uproot it. The trouble then is, where do you put the tree? The beauty of chopping a tree down is that you've got, like, equipment to dispose of the tree.
But if you've got, can't you shred it in your mind? Turn it into mulch? That's a dangerous power.
Yeah, telekinesis is scary.
Mm.
I always wonder if I could use it on myself to make myself fly. Obviously, I wouldn't look like I was flying.
Yeah,
like
they
Superman.
Do in Chronicle.
I'd just be like moving. Yeah, that's true. Chronicle. But in Chronicle, it looks cool. I don't think it would look that cool.
No, it'd more be like, a part of you hanging off and stuff.
It'd be like picking myself up by the seat of my pants and flying.
What's Chronicle?
Do you remember that movie? About some kids see a glowing rock, they get powers. Maybe you don't.
Yeah. I don't remember.
That's like that. Yeah, telekinesis, I guess you can use it to fly, but
I prefer to use it. You know how there's like really annoying people? Maybe you work with them or around the place, and you just tweak them.
Oh, yeah. Just fix them a little.
Look, this is going to be much better for you. This is a really annoying trait that you have.
Yeah.
It's really hard to say that's an annoying trait you have.
But if you could just turn it off.
Tweak.
I think that's just like a hop, skip, and a jump.
But why would you
need
to do that? If you have all these powers,
yeah,
like who are
working?
The people that you want to tweak?
I don't know, like people in your life.
Yeah, I guess. What would you do to me?
I wouldn't tweak you at all.
Good.
You're perfect.
I'd use telekinesis on you, fling you around the room, put you on the roof when you're being annoying.
Yeah.
No, but the roof's not that. You could just get down. Jackson, what the fuck?
But would it be weird having a world with all nice people that you'd tweaked?
I think you'd stop at a certain point. You would just not be human anymore.
Yeah, that's right.
I
just wouldn't
tweak anyone.
But I think the thing is, you know, you've got the ability to.
But what I think about, let's say it's a friend of mine that has an annoying trait. Once I've started, I might change them, and then I'll be like, "You're not my friend anymore."
But imagine you're like sitting there as your friend's doing whatever they're doing, and you're hating it so much.
We can stop it for this time.
Yeah, but that's a slippery slope.
Yeah, it is a slippery slope.
You're like, stop it this time, and then you're like, well, if I stopped at that time, I'd as well stop it forever. And then you stop that, and you're like, well, I'd like them a bit more if they were like this. And it's like you've taken yourself out of humanity.
You need
like,
to get a fresh new batch of friends. Keep your old ones, but like this new one are going to be like my...
That's great because you're basically just going, you're like, I'm going to mold them to be the perfect friends.
Yeah,
so
make a mate.
Aesthetics. You're like, I'll take a goth. You'll be my goth friend.
But you're eliminating their human rights.
Yeah, that's not good.
Imagine if you found out you were squeaked by Adam.
Why did he want this?
What was wrong with me?
He hates this. Why would he choose this? So I guess the answer is that we would use it, but it comes with a lot of caveat. Like
it's tough.
We'd use it. I don't think you'd ever be able to stop yourself from becoming something other. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think you could do it ethically.
I think you can have a little play with it, but don't be selfish. I mean, you could be sitting in the mall and seeing a homeless person begging and just tell every single person to go past to put a dollar in there.
Yeah, that's true.
I think that's a good point. Do little things.
Yeah.
little nice things.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Not too much.
Don't go out of your way to do anything with these powers.
When you're in Bunnings.
Sort out your life and then just use it for little things.
Yeah. Mm. Like instead of getting someone to give you a tally, get them to give you a big discount.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
A very big discount.
To be like, hey, can I get this like 80%? You're going to give this to me for 80% off.
No, not even. Like giving me for $9. I'll give you $9 for this $4,000 big TV.
It's very funny to go in and you're like, I think this is $9. And they're like, you're right, it is. And then the next person behind you was like, was that $9? They're like, no.
That was $4,000.
It's $4,000. Why would it be $9? But you just.
But maybe.
Just walking out happy. With
whatever you want is for the money that you've got in your pocket
now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
Right. Yeah. So you're looking.
Yeah, but I don't want the people to get in trouble.
If you've got 20 cents.
That's how much it costs.
The new car's 20 cents.
Yeah, that's true. It's
No, I think that the maximum discount that they're allowed to give you, you always get.
Okay.
No, because.
That could be like 10% off.
No, but it's usually not. Yes.
But that's silly.
I reckon it's just
because then I'm still, if I want to buy a Ferrari, I'm still probably going to buy it for like 200,000.
Yeah.
That's I think our stupid. Problem here is that we've been going to the store, go to the lot or the warehouse where they're stored.
Yeah.
Because that's not going to get anyone in trouble. Yeah. They just write it off.
The depot.
Yeah. Go to the depot for it.
Yeah.
All right. Our final question comes from Jane B on the Gmail. And they ask, G'day Bailey family. How do I deal with a clingy friend?
Clingy friend.
So the friend, I think, is clingy, kind of relies on them for a lot of stuff. They want to know how to kind of push them off and have them live in their own life.
Yeah. Well, develop some really annoying traits.
just become a massive hassle for them. And then hopefully over time they're like, ah, you're annoying. And they move on and do something else. It's difficult dealing with.
I've
a
never really
friend.
Had a clingy friend.
Yeah,
your friendship group is very independent, isn't it? Over the years, I've had clingy friends. I've had friends where I'm like, this friendship group is insular and like weird, and we're not separate people. We're always seeing each other, and it is so hard to separate like that when that's kind of all you got. You know what I mean?
I think it's really hard once the friendship's established. Like,
yeah.
A new friendship, when that starts to happen, you could just say clingy much?
Yeah, exactly.
Or something like that.
Yeah. If they're like, hey, can we hang out again? You're like, oh, we hang out last weekend. We can't hang out every weekend. Yeah. And then you're like, oh, okay, cool. Boundaries established.
Yeah.
What happens a lot, I think, is in high school, because school finishes and you're all together anyway. So you hang out like very often and then you leave. This is what happened to me. You leave high school and you're like, all of my high school friends, we still have that relationship.
Mm.
But actually, it's not practical anymore now that we're out of high school. You know what I mean?
Now, my main friendship group is still high school buddies. And
yeah, but
we've
you didn't
adapted.
Have the same thing happen. Yeah, that's true. That's true. Well, it's not a guarantee.
I'm so blunt, too. If someone says, do you want to hang out? And I don't, I say no.
Yeah.
I say, no, I can't be fucked. Don't say, no, I do not want to hang out with you. Be casual about it. Be like, nah, Siebes today, just going to have a lazy day. Or, nah, doing this. Just
Yeah.
But it's weird that we live in a world where you can't, I mean, you maybe are able to, but you can't be like, no. You have to be like, no, because?
Yes. You got to have some
so
reason.
It's frustrating.
Because you don't want to feel, you don't feel like it is not an excuse now.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. I don't want to hang out is not an excuse, even though really it should be.
Yeah.
Because you're not having a good time if you're hanging out for no reason.
Once, when I was watching Oprah.
Yes.
She gave the best bit of advice. She said, if somebody asks you something that you don't want to do, what you say is, oh, can I get back to you on that? I'll get back to you. And then that gives you thinking time.
Oh, that's great.
Because you put on the spot and you think, oh, how can I get out of this right now, this second? Whatever you make up, they're going to know that you've made it up. You can say, yeah, I'm not sure about that day. Can I get back to you?
That's good. Then you've got time to establish like a legitimate.
We still have to lie.
Yeah.
Which is annoying.
It sucks. You still have to come up with some kind of lie.
Yeah. So this person wants to know, how do we let that person know?
It's sort of, how do we let them know not to rely on them so much and to be maybe a little bit
less clingy?
What
about this for a strategy? Very risky.
I'm ready to hear. Right. That's a great beginning.
Is that you out cling the clinger.
That is risky.
Cling back. Twice as hard.
Yeah.
Every time they want to go out, like, you go,
Yeah.
And tomorrow. And the next day.
Actually, what's your week like? Is your week looking free?
You turn up with your suitcases. I'm moving in.
I'm moving in. Let's share a bed.
We
let's
can
share
stay
car.
Up all night.
It's very dangerous.
Though. Oh, it's dangerous because it's
give them just what they want.
Exactly. Yeah.
See your jeans? They're my size.
Let's say they're like, okay, this is great. You are fucked.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
you can't take that back.
You're trapped.
You know what I say, which is probably rude.
Yeah.
Because
fuck off, cunt.
Is that so rude?
Is that a rude thing to say? Sorry, what do you say?
So. Because it sort of means something else. I say, if I'm free. But what that really means is
if
nothing else comes up in between now and then.
No, yeah. I do the exact same thing. I'm like, oh, someone's like, are you coming to this? I'm like, yeah, I should be. I just have to double check.
Yeah, I'll see what I'm doing.
I see where I am.
Obviously, you know right now what you're doing.
Yeah, of course you do.
But you're saying, at the moment, yes, but let's say something else happens, then no.
Yeah, exactly. If something better comes up.
Yeah. Good. I love that.
Really? Yeah. If I'm free, that's dangerous. It's bad. It's rude.
Yes, it's rude.
But I don't think anyone realizes it until they actually think about it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, because if I'm free, it just makes you seem busy.
Yeah.
Yes. And because we don't know what's happening in anyone else's life, really, you're like, well, Ryder could have something going on, sure.
And you're pretending you've got this, like, hectic, full-on calendar.
Let me check my schedule.
I like yours. I have to double check.
Yeah, let me just double check. I should be able to, which is great because it makes you seem like you want to go.
Yeah.
But I just have to double check. And then when something better comes up, you just go, ah, completely forgot about this. I'm so sorry.
Do you know if from now on, anytime you say that to us?
Yeah.
We know. Yeah.
When has he ever said that to us?
Well, if he ever does, we know that he just doesn't want to play with us.
Yeah, it's tough though. And it's tough when you have a friend that just, like, won't strike out on their own and kind of have their own life. I think it's like best friends. You know the idea of best friends?
I've never had a best friend. Well, I have, but not really.
At a certain point, you kind of grow out of the idea of a best friend.
No one needs a best friend. Have best friends or great mates. Mm. Fuck best friends. If you've got a best friend, stop it.
Call them up right now.
Say
we're just great friends now. We're still friends, the same level of friendship, but it doesn't have a qualifier. I think best friends is always it's such a weird, rude thing to do. You're like, oh, this is my best friend. And you're like, every other friend is like, oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. So we're less friends.
Yeah, I guess that's how it goes.
Has anyone said that to you? Best friends forever.
I had a friend once who was not my best friend.
Right.
And I, momentary lapse of judgment, was like, well, we're not best friends. And they were like, what?
Aww.
And I was like, and they were like, yeah, you're right. Yeah, we're more like brothers. And I was like, that's exactly what I meant. Yeah, man, that's totally what I was going for. We're just bros till the end, dude. You're like a brother to me. I wasn't just like, man, we do not have the relationship you'd think we do.
Wow.
That was a very awkward moment. Yeah, but I just, best friends, they're not like a sort of sustainable or healthy relationship, weirdly.
It's like getting a pet. Once you've got a best friend, you have to look after it and feed it and make sure it's still your best friend. You can't
a good analogy.
Absolutely. Yes. But it's hard, again, if somebody thinks you're best friends, what an incredibly difficult topic to be like, hey, this is not the friendship you think we have.
Interesting to know if this clingy friend is a friend that this person actually wants end.
True.
If you actually don't want to be their friend and you're just worried about hurting their feelings, you just have to hurt their feelings.
Yeah, you do. Because prolonging it is not good for either.
And that'll hopefully make them grow. And they might, maybe they'll be in a bad way for a bit, but that means they can move on too.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you trap people by being like, oh, I don't want to hurt their feelings. I'm keeping this friendship going just for, it's like staying together for the kids. Sometimes you shouldn't do it so that everybody can move
on.
Two
happy homes are better than one that suffers.
Oh, there you go. Is that a lyric from
Hilltop
Woods? That's great. Yeah, that's true. It works for friendships as well. Then you're two happy people, not people with this gross weirdness in the middle.
Yeah.
I feel like this is the first bit of legitimate advice we've ever given.
Yeah.
Well, it's relatable.
Yeah.
Not relatable, but it's it's a real topic that you can
exactly
think
look.
Yeah.
There's this, and then there's mind power.
Yeah.
I feel like this was real advice.
It's a shame this person doesn't have mind power.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that would be very handy.
We did have other options, which was, you know,
super cling on
to them, or start to be a really horrible person, develop some really undesirable traits.
Yeah, become really change your voice to be more high pitched.
Oh, that's a great
idea. Let's stay friends forever. Wanna come round?
You could say
time.
That would be really good, even if you could just pretend that you thought that was hilarious. Yeah. After a while, that would drive them crazy.
But you could do lots of things. Like, you could invite them around and just have, like, a raw carcass on the table. Yeah, I'm into eating raw meat now.
I like raw meat, yeah. It's good.
Come over for dinner.
Yeah, invite them for dinner and say, yeah, I'm into raw meat now.
Crack open a deer by the ribs.
Yeah, chew on a bit of
offal. Hand you these guts real quick. Can you put them in the bin? Anyway, time to dig in. But that, you don't want them to call your bluff, and then you're like, yeah, with your teeth gently lowering onto the raw meat.
But you go first.
I mean, eating raw meat and nudity.
Yeah. I'm sort of into carcasses and being nude. That's sort of who I am now. Or they arrive and there's a carcass closed up and you crawl out of it naked. Welcome home.
Welcome to my house. What's a raw meat?
I'm a raw nudist now. Come on in.
Yeah.
I would leave. I would get the hint. Yeah. I'd be like, okay, yeah, cool. We're not friends anymore for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
So I think
there are other options.
Yeah, you got so your options here are become extra clingy, extra annoying, or just be brutally honest.
I like the squeaky voice because
no,
I'm happy with one son if you're going to start talking like that.
I like it as well if you just never admit that you've changed your voice.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
Or even just ignore it. Ignore any questions about it. Just change
like
the subject.
Laugh it off? Hey, why are you doing that?
Anyway.
So bad. And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Mum.
I've been Dad.
I'm not doing it.
And if you've got any questions you'd like us to answer, please email us at baileyfamilycircus@gmail.com or message us on the Discord or on the Facebook, and we'll do our best to answer your questions. See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support this show and all our other shows on the Sandspans Radio Network, just head to sandspansplus.com, and for as little as $5 a month, you get access to episodes early, all completely ad-free, as well as a heap of bonus content. That's sandspansplus.com.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.